One week from today, on Tuesday, February 11th, the Footlight Series in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus presents David Rousseff, Reality in Stardust. Tuesday, February 11th at 8 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. If turning life into art is a kind of sorcery, then David Rousseff has many tricks up his sleeve and more than one story to tell. Since he founded his dance theater company, Reality, in 1989, the choreographer, director, writer, dancer, actor has become known for experimental dance theater that mines the personal. His own experiences as the grandson of a Creole grandmother, a Princeton undergraduate, a soap opera actor, a gay man in the age of AIDS, to explore universal themes. Many honors and awards have come his way, including a Guggenheim Fellowship, multiple NEA Fellowships, and a BESSIE Award for Distinguished Achievement in New York Theater and Dance. Director of the Williams Center for the Arts is Ellis Finger.
We take great pleasure in presenting a spectrum of choreographers and dance at the Williams Center every year. The sheer variety of styles of dance, both by American choreographers and by dance styles other parts of the world. It's just been a great thrill to take our audiences through such a diversity of expressions, all in the discipline of dance. I think the program that's coming up on February 11 will be quite unlike any that we've had in the past. It's by a choreographer who's been making a name for himself gradually for the last 10, 15 years. His name is David Rousseff. He's been commissioned by the Next Wave Festival at BAM. His works, I think, are best described as dance theater. He almost always uses text in his works. He uses music very, very effectively and uses movement styles that are both dance-based and more theatrical, dramatic in scope. It's a work called Stardust, and it's inspired by the Johnny Mathis recording of the Hoagy Carmichael classic Stardust. There is a message in the ointment there. David has gone straight to something of an autobiographical experience when he was growing up in Houston, Texas, as a gay African-American male in a world that thought badly of that kind of combination. Coming to terms with his own identity in a world that was unwelcoming of that has left a quite strong impression in his work. Stardust is the through line, a narrative of an unnamed individual who is, say, 16-year-old black gay youth whom we know only through his tweets and his Facebook postings. It lives in cyberspace. David has told a quite wonderful story. We had him here with us for a couple of days in November and some residency work, and he showed work in progress from the piece. It's an ensemble of 9 dancers who are extraordinary dancers, and the choreography that he brings to stage articulate, if you will, different parts of the narrative that his central character, unnamed, will unfold before our eyes and ears. There is anger, there is hurt, there is self-doubt, there is despair, and there is a kind of an exhilarating thrill at the very end that a unnamed godhead finally accepts his plea for acceptance. We watch him move through the struggles of marginalization and being told by his church that he is a flawed human being, and his transcendence over those limitations of a youthful struggle into the world of the multitudes. And without being Christian-centric in any particular way, the work more and more invokes the firmament of the beyond. And the stardust in the title of the song and in the title of the work is something of the message from afar that he receives at the end, that his life is decent, worthy of respect, and worthy of manifestation.
Just fascinating that the world of modern dance that it seems to have just exploded with possibility and direction for where it goes and what it conveys, what it achieved. Some of them have been very comedic. Some of them have been great representations of classic benchmark pieces. But they all have that just amazing individual stamp. It's going to be this story that's got so much heart. And it sounds like this is just another one of those great examples of something that you'll learn a lot more than just an amazing modern dance from witnessing it.
David Rousseff is a quite extraordinary poet of the theater stage. Had his A.B. in dance and anthropology, made his way forward as a creative artist. Some of his early works veering more in the direction of spoken theater, more in the direction of movement theater, always with a narrative underlying it. You'll see the ugliness of the language that he has been dealt to deal with this experience, and then you'll see him moving his way forward as a creative mind and a creative writer and a creative manipulator of language. language or creator of language to move his way forward.
To transcend it.
Yeah, stardust.
Ellis Finger, director of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus, where next Tuesday, February 11th, David Rousseff presents Stardust on the Williams Center stage at 8 p.m. For more information, the box office number is 610-330-5009. More information also available at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.